Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Steiny and Guru, here's Bonte and Shasky.
Oh boy, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. 2 hours down, 2 hours ago, Shasky sends me all these tweets. Oh my gosh. Oh, you know, over the weekend. All right, let me focus, man. Hey, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. Brunch with Bonte and Butcher here on 95.7 The Game. Shout out to our great friends at Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. And how about this? You know, I always start the morning by saying, hey, good morning to all the graveyard shift workers and all the overnight dancers. Well, let me say this. Good afternoon to all the construction workers who are taking their lunch breaks, all the cops who are taking their lunch breaks, all the dancers who are getting ready for their matinee shift at the Gold Club, because you know it's buffet time at the Gold Club. Fried chicken, mashed potatoes, we all love that. They're getting ready for their afternoon shifts. Good morning to them. All the kids at summer camps right now. Baby Chance, it's pizza day at her summer camp right now. She's there 2 or 3 o'clock. I'm going to pick her up right after the show. So listen, good afternoon to everybody. We're all jacked up this week. I get it. We're all jacked up because Willard and Dibs did 6 to 10. Morning roast from 10 to 2. Starting to go from 2 to 6. And Shasky, I think we hit the jackpot with this.
Did you know something?
Presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
I'm assessing things.
What are you assessing?
I'm assessing how quickly the assistant program director got the hell up on out of here the second his show was over. Just something I noticed.
No, he's still in the office right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was gone.
He's talking to the actual PD.
Yeah.
I thought he walked out the door.
But he's got to do a job.
He's been here since 4:30, too. So yeah. Oh, man. Luke's putting in that grind today. He's not used to it.
Damn. Wow.
He was bleary-eyed on the tarmac this morning. Like,
he's just snitching.
I mean.
Just snitching. Not everybody pulls a Joe Shasky.
I get where you're going, Shasky.
See, you're not allowed to do that. Because at 10 a.m., you're the first one out of here.
Bye, that was guys, my point.
I gotta go change LJ's diapers. Yep. Gotta go get a haircut. Gotta go get a lift in. Gotta go to the pool. And
no,
gotta
I go to lift in before
Dr.
that.
Dr. Hybe, go get a chiropractor. Gotta go get my shoulder stretched out. Gotta get my brat cracked. Not everybody's just Shasky.
You're not allowed
to say that.
I covet my freedom.
Oh my god.
Oh, and Lucas doesn't?
No. When you take on the role of assistant program director and chastise others, you better be willing to put in the work with the shovel.
Oh my gosh. Hey, shout out to shout out to YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. I see some of our regulars from the mornings rocking with us in the afternoon. We're going to get to Antonio and Marcus in just a second because we got things percolating in the NBA. Things are not over yet. What's going to happen with Lowry marketing? Are you willing, Dub Nation, to give up Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, Brandon Pajiski, pick swaps, picks, second round picks, first round picks for Lauri Markkanen. Are you really willing to do that?
Yeah, that's pretty lame.
Is that going to extend the window for Stephen Curry and Draymond Green? Lauri Markkanen, is that a difference maker? Or are you willing to give up all these guys and go get Lowry, a 7-footer who can shoot the hell out the basketball? He can.
I wouldn't make this deal, but if they made this deal, it tells me, boy, they got a lot of faith in Andrew Wiggins bouncing back.
Now, that could, that's, you know.
I'm not optimistic.
I don't know why, Shasky, but I am optimistic about Andrew Wiggins. Because he will get touches. All the touches that Clay got are gone. All the touches that CP3 had are gone.
He got any shot he wanted last year. What are we talking about?
I just think Wiggins. See, I'm not doing a deal because I do like Steph and Dre, TJD, and I like Wiggins and Kuminga playing. They could be your Pippen and Jordan defensively, being pit bulls, locking up 94 feet.
This.
Locking up 94 feet, putting the clamps on guys. I do believe in a bounce back for Andrew Wiggins. I'm not just being a homer. Being television Bonte. This is the real Bonte Hill. Radio Bonte is live and direct. I do believe in an Andrew Wiggins bounce back.
Do you believe in the Tooth Fairy? Santa Claus?
I did. I still believe in Santa.
Also the Tooth Fairy. Love the Tooth Fairy.
Also believe
Brush
in God.
Those teeth, kids.
Brush those teeth.
I mean, come on,
man. Brush those teeth.
You got to know when to fold them.
I'm not folding them.
I mean, geez Louise.
I'm not folding
but
them on Andrew Wiggins.
So, Bonte. Is Markkanen a better player than Paul George?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
Yeah, I think
Paul George is a better basketball player than Lauri Markkanen. Would you agree?
So. Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's age, and age factors into this. But if you're not trading Kuminga for Paul George, then what makes me think trading Kuminga for Markkanen?
Now, let me ask you this.
And pods.
You just asked me if I believe in the Tooth Fairy. Do you really believe the Warriors are not trying to trade Kuminga for Paul George?
I don't know what to believe.
Because Kawakami said one thing, Ramona Shelburne said another.
I don't know what to believe.
I don't believe that they were not trying to trade Kuminga for Paul George. I don't believe that once for 1 second. I don't.
So you there's like a double entendre this. So you do believe Kuminga was a part of the
absolutely.
Okay, the Paul George's. Okay.
And I don't think I don't think the Clippers were winning there. They were saying, "Come on, without Kuminga, give us JK down here."
Okay.
I think the Warriors were basically like, "Yeah, that's probably too much."
Because I would not be giving up Kuminga, pods, multiple firsts, Moody, pick swaps.
I'm not doing
for
that.
Paul George. So I'm not going to do it.
I'm not doing that whatsoever. But are there any Warrior fans out there who are willing to do the deal? Are they out there willing to do the deal?
Let me change the fabric of the deal. What if it's Moody Wiggins pods? And some package.
Well, you move off that money of Wiggins.
And then you give that money to Markkanen.
So you got Markkanen, Draymond, Kuminga, Steph, DeAnthony Melton. You need a bench. That's tough. I mean, it depends on the pick compensation.
To sign Pat Beverly to be your backup point
guard? I can't do that. I think I'm saying no to that deal.
Really?
Honestly, I'm saying no to that deal.
Okay.
Maybe I'm overvaluing Brandon Podzimski, but I think the guy plays winning basketball.
If you're making this deal for Markkanen, you are banking that he will give you, this is what you're expecting, he's giving you the 2 months of Kuminga for longer.
Yeah.
The 2 months of Andrew Wiggins when you won the championship for longer. Yeah. You're basically saying that we think he can be our second best player.
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't know if he can give you that same impact.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
And in the Western Conference, we're talking about a conference that has Luka, Jamal Murray, Kyrie, whatever's going on with the Houston Rockets. You got Wimby in San Antonio. Damn it. No, I'm not doing that. I can't. I don't think Lowry's all that. I don't. 408, Xfinity Mobile text line. I'd love to hear Bonte and Shasky this time slot. Hey, Shasky, you get used to this time slot. Come on.
I don't understand how we elevate a guy with zero playoff games.
That's what I've been saying the whole time.
Into superstardom without having ever done anything of significance in April or May. Ever. I mean, we're over here criticizing Pandemic P for all his playoff shortcomings, and he is older, and I acknowledge that. Pandemic P has done much more in the playoffs than Markkanen's ever done.
Now you're talking
and
my language.
And how many people were not in on PG-13?
Now you're speaking my language. This team may be just as good as is. than if they gut this team for Lauri Markkanen. Let's get to the Lions
because we got to pay him.
Yeah, then you got to pay him. And how much you got to pay him?
Is that a guy
you could say, hey, once Steph retires, Lauri, carry the franchise into the future? I don't know. But who's out there who believes the Warriors should make a deal for Lauri? Do you send the picks? As the kids are saying on Twitter, they got remixes, they got songs. Send the picks, Joe Lacob. Send the picks. Hell with the picks. Are you in that camp? Or do you want to keep Kuminga and Pods and Moody? And do you believe they could contribute to winning just as much as Lauri? Let's get to the lines here. We got full phone lines here. Let's go. You know what? It's been a while since we heard from Antonio. Start off, Antonio. Set the tone, Antonio.
What's up, dog?
What's up, you guys? Yeah, I'm not doing all that, man. And you guys know how positive I could be, man. But I'm like, nah, I'm not even in a Podzinski. I think he's going to be an excellent second-year player, man. Score, can do it all. Kuminga, I think he's going to have an Anthony Edwards type of fourth year. You know what I'm saying? Moody, excellent role player. And you need that, man. Steph gets older, you need all the depth you can get. This is not the L.A. Rams, FM picks, none of that, you know. And Lauri Markkanen, he's excellent, but you know, we're not going to make this into a Lauri Herschel Walker marketing, man, as far as trading everything. Can't do it. In the words of Mike Singletary, y'all.
Can't do it, Antonio. What about you, Austin and San Jose? Are you sending the picks? Are you sending the youngsters for Lauri marketing, Austin?
What's up, Bonte and Shasky? You guys must have had too much sleep, man. Bonte, what's going on?
Hey, man, I feel good. Hey, Austin, I haven't felt this good in weeks.
Brother, you fired up.
Man. I am fired up, man. Listen, Austin, we haven't even got to the 49er talk. Just wait until that 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Something about Brock.
Hey, we'll get to that. I used coming to my Commanders, man. You know what's going on there, but we're not talking about that right now. Hey. Don't do that to me,
No,
Bonte.
No, we're not going
to
force you. We're not going to do that.
Don't do that. Listen, man. This whole thing with Pods. I mean, why is it now Pods is the next thing, the sexiest thing in Warrior Land? What's going on, man? Listen, let's slow our roll on Pods, man. Second year, we got to see. Sophomore year, once guys have a chance to see, they're gonna be ready for him this year, Bonte. They ain't gonna be falling down and getting calls and all that crazy stuff. His jump shot. He's still got to figure out how to get his jump shot off. I'm not convinced he's a jump shooter yet. He can shoot a set shot, but he's not the quickest guy in the world. So this is the NBA, man. This is not summer league. So I put a pause on it. As far as making the deal, though, absolutely. If you can get Lauren, he's a proven pro, man. I mean, you guys are all hyped up on Moody and JK and Pod, guys that we're still trying to figure out if they can be part of a regular roster and a starting lineup yet. So I'm making that move.
That's fair.
If JK was on Utah, we can probably deduce that he would have, 20 points per game?
Oh, he averaged 24 a game in Utah, right, Austin?
I don't know about 24. 24 is strong.
You have to dress differently, Shasky, in Utah. I don't know if that act he would... Austin,
you sound like you heard to your fashion. Rate the scarf that he was wearing on Saturday night.
I don't know what he was wearing.
I'm trying to figure out what that was, Bonte. Maybe you guys are younger than me, man. You got to explain that to the user. I don't know what that was. That was weird. And last thing on JK, man. Please tell me, Bonte. The Warriors and Dunleavy are not sold on this guy. Why am I getting the feeling there's something weird going on with JK? I'm not feeling the commitment from the Warriors, man. It's just me, or do you kind of get that same thing?
That's fair. Thanks, that's fair. Hey, great call, Austin. Good call. I love that. We'll get to everybody else in a second. I'm going to answer that question. It does feel like there's some difference of opinion when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga. Like, I don't believe Steve Kerr is in love with JK as he's in love with Brandon Podziemski. I think Joe Lacob loves JK. I'm not sure where Dunleavy falls into place, but there is a disconnect when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga. I will agree with that, Austin, in San Jose. Everybody's not on board with him. For what? I have no idea. But there seems to be a disconnect when it comes to JK. And just thinking about this on the way in, Shasky, it feels like Pods gets so much love. And look, I'm not mad at that. I'm not a hater. I'm a player. Not really a player. I'm just trying to rhyme here. Let me just.
Bad mouth people.
In the words of Mac Minister, don't hate the player, hate yourself. Not hate the game, he says hate yourself. But Kuminga, best line.
But Kuminga, he seems like...
you like that one, huh? That's really good. It's really good. He said, don't hate the player, hate yourself.
It's so good.
It's such a classic
Mac Minister still trying to get out of prison. Shout out to Mac Minister. Listen, there does seem, Kuminga's polarizing in the sense that everybody just thinks that, oh, we could find a player like that anywhere. He doesn't do this. He doesn't do that. He doesn't do this. Well, let's focus on what he does good. We do that with Ponce all the time. Now, you don't want to flip it and say, what does Ponce not do well?
Ponce, he's the best athlete on the Warriors on a team that has minimal athleticism to begin with. He's the best player at getting to the free throw line on the Warriors on a team that minimally gets to the free throw line. He's by far and away the best leaper on the team, on a team that doesn't leap. He's by far and away the second or third best perimeter defender at minimum, on a team that doesn't defend on the perimeter. Yep. So you can tell me about all the things he doesn't provide the Warriors. He's not a great passer. Well, that's what Draymond's for. Not every player is going to have every skill in the bag.
And listen, I actually think he's an underrated passer.
Well, I would agree with that. Is his discernment the most stellar? No, he's 21. But when he's 23, I bet his discernment will be a lot better, especially if he gets 30 minutes a game.
Thank you. Let's go to the lines, man. People are fired up here. Let's go to Marcus in Pacifica. Marcus, what's happening, man?
What's up, bro?
What's up, Marcus?
What's happening? I appreciate you guys getting me on. One name you forgot there was Steph Curry, as far as who's signing off on Kuminga.
That's true.
I think he has a lot to say in this. And, you know, Draymond went on record last year saying that, you know, Kuminga had carried them when they were down. He showed that he's got some leadership qualities and his ability to take over a game, which goes a long way in the conversation. As far as marking him goes, I'm not on board at all. You know, no disrespect to him, but you know, you guys can remember when the Warriors, you know, different situation, but they traded Chris Webber for Tom Gugliotta, who was a 20-10 guy, looked great in Washington. Everybody thought that it was a fair handshake.
Great call.
Farthest thing from the truth. When you play for a bad team, you're going to put up numbers. Like you said, Kuminga put up at least 20 to 23 if he was in Utah. He'd be getting his touches. He's got to share the ball. You know, Clay was adamant about getting his touches. Steph's going to get his touches. You know, Kuminga, they were giving him the ball. You know, you got to allow the team to kind of develop. You know, as far as giving up on Moses Moody, you know, maybe I'm crazy, but he kind of reminds me a little bit of like a poor man's Robert Horry. You know, he goes out there, he when you call his number, he shows up. You sit him on the bench for 10 games. You bring him in, he shows up regular season, postseason. He's an outside defender, long. You know, the Warriors need to stay long. That's the future of the NBA. You know, defensively, I think we're a better team with what we've got right now. I don't think marking them puts us anywhere near defending for a championship, let alone going anywhere in the playoffs.
Good call, Marcus. I think a lot of people agree with you here. And JK, look, would he go to Utah and average 23-24? I believe he would. When he went to Steve Kerr's office and they talked it out because JK basically said Steve Kerr lost his trust, right? Which is wild, right? For a third-year player, like, yo, this championship coach who's got all these rings as a player and coach, I don't trust you no more. Well, they hashed it out. He went to go get a haircut, and he went to average 19 points a game over the next 37 on the Warriors with Stephen Curry, with Clay, with Wiggins, with CP3, with all these guys who touched the basketball. He averaged 19 on his team. Hell, he may average 25 a game in Utah if he had the runway he doesn't have here. So, look, marketing, dare I say, is it like Sabonis? Is it empty calories?
I mean, it feels like it. I like the Gugliotta cop because he's kind of right on that.
Yeah.
And just look around the league as a whole. Like, you know, Kevin Love, and again, I think he's an excellent, excellent player, Kevin Love, when it's all said and done. Look what he looked like in Minnesota when he's getting all the usage rate.
Yep.
And then look what he looks like as a clipped version of himself playing on a LeBron team.
Right.
I think it's very difficult to play alongside Steph. This is one thing no one gives credit. Kuminga's proven he can still get his alongside Steph Curry.
That's a good point.
Very few guys can prove that.
That's a good point. Very good point.
I mean, who knows? Markkanen comes and he doesn't get the usage rate and maybe he cowers.
Maybe, and he's just standing on the three-point line. Can he go to the rack and finish like Kuminga? Can he get to the free throw line like Kuminga? Spadoni, do me a favor. I got a quick homework assignment for you. How many free throws a game does Markkanen average?
Okay, I'll go grab that. It's a work assignment. Yeah, I'm not going home to go look.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm an on-the-spot assignment. I'm calling it homework, but an on-the-spot assignment. Pop quiz real quick before we get to, let's get to Dean and Fremont. We got Rob. Oh, Rob is San Bruno up in the afternoon. What? Let's go to Dean and Fremont real quick, Spadoni. My bad. Dean and Fremont.
Hey.
What's up, Dean?
I agree with you, Bonte. I would not make this deal Ainge doesn't want to get rid of Markkanen, because if he did, he'd make it so that way somebody could afford it. He's asking for an insane price because, well, why not? I can't wait to see the Dubs this season because the young guys are going to surprise people. And that's what happens when you have young guys. They surprise people, yeah, like the Warriors did 10 years ago. When yeah, they're ready for you, it's not really when it happens. These guys are going to surprise people, and they're going to be a lot better than anybody thinks.
You know what? I know what, Dean. Shasky, don't you just want to trust the process for a second? They got under the first and second apron. You're under their luxury tax. You're not going to be in the repeater. Just sit back and sit for a couple months.
But, like, all these people, like, two timelines. Like, we've gone, like, I just feel like people have gone crazy to one side of the room. And it's like, hey, guys, Moody barely played his rookie year. Wiseman didn't play for 2 years. And when he did, it was spotty. Pods proved he belongs. This isn't like a sight unseen.
Right.
He proved he belongs. Now, what he develops into, is it sustainable?
We'll see.
Those, okay, fine. He's an NBA player, and he's a rotational piece at minimum.
Right.
At minimum. Now, at minimum, could he become one day a starter? I don't know. Kuminga has proven, at minimum, he's coming off anyone's bench and averaging 15 a game.
Yep.
Anyone's. And that's why, very difficult.
Why are people down on Kuminga?
What?
Why do you think people are down on Kuminga?
I think that, well, there's a variety of reasons, but I think that there is a element of sometimes we don't like people who don't smile. And I know that sounds super simplistic, like Ramos.
Right.
I think if Ramos smiled every single game, I just think it would be more endearing. I don't know why that is.
Wow.
I think it would be more endearing.
Wow, that's interesting.
Right?
That's
and like I look at certain young players, like, for example, Brock Purdy. When he's having success, he smiles in the right podium, and he has a very like choir boy kind of feel to him. There's something about smiling and laughing. Richard Sherman immediately was embraced by Niner fans because he's got a big smile.
Right.
He does. That's not everyone does. He also has a scowl.
I didn't think about it like that.
No, but like I believe like Barry Bonds was hated because he didn't smile.
He didn't smile at all.
David Ortiz was beloved because he did smile.
He always smiled.
You know? Sammy Sosa, I know now, we've forgotten, Sammy Sosa was
his
beloved.
Smile. His smile
was
great.
He was beloved.
No doubt.
Because he smiled. There's something about, like, he is super serious and into his craft, and he doesn't smile a lot, Jonathan Kuminga. He doesn't show a lot of personality because he's coming from another country.
Do you also think him going to the media?
Oh, that's an element.
Big element?
Absolutely.
When it's like, hey, you haven't proven anything, let me go to CJ Holmes of the Chronicle, who's now out there in New York City covering the Nets.
And he's not
during
polished.
During a playoff series, too.
During the playoff series, too.
And he's not polished as a player. So, right? So he's not as refined as some of these. He kind of comes off kind of rigid, right? He's running into people and crashing into them. And I'm just saying, like, man, the kid is a player. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah,
we're
I'm
not,
with you.
We're not talking about, like, Wiseman. I just, maybe he can't play in the NBA.
But you know what?
Like Slater can told play.
Us, but no, you know what? I would not, I'm not going to, Wiseman in Indiana intrigues me.
Okay,
it intrigues me a little bit. But yeah, no, I get
Kuminga's
what you're going.
Already and, proven
but,
more.
Yeah, he has proven more. No doubt about it. Real quick, Spinotti, how many free throws a game does Lowry Markkanen average?
So his free throw attempts for his career is at 3.6. Now, last year, he averaged five free throw attempts, and the year prior, his All-Star year was 6.
Kuminga averaged 4.5 free throw attempts a game last season. 4.5 free throw tips. I like this on YouTube.
As the fourth option?
From the land of hella. From the land of hella on YouTube.
Yeah.
Markkanen is basically Rashard Lewis. That's interesting. Remember old Rashard Lewis from the
really
Sonics and the
Rashard
Magic?
Lewis. But they had but Dwight Howard
they
and
had Dwight Howard.
Nelson and Hedo.
We're asking Markkanen to play like a big. Real quick, let's go to Rob in San Bruno. Rob, what's happening?
Oh, Rob, you're up.
Rob.
What's up,
lunchtime with Rob, man. What's up, Rob?
You know, this is my prime time right here. But look, I woke up this morning, right, and I started rolling my breakfast, and then I turned the radio on, I heard Willard. I said, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? What was my morning? Then I forgot y'all were doing a switchover. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? You know, Willard. But anyways, the Warriors just stand pat. Lauri Markkanen is not the guy like that. I mean, if he can rebound and defend at a high level, make the trade, but he's not doing all that. And secondly, do y'all just compare him to Rashard Lewis?
Yeah. Go ahead, Rob.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Rashard Lewis was in the playoffs everywhere he went and was a great role player, was a great player to me. He did everything. So I don't know. He could dribble, could defend. So I don't know what y'all talk. Who said that? If he Rashad Lewis, we need to go get him then. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't that. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got, though, fellas.
Hey, Rob, real quick. I know we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have you watched the receiver doc yet, Rob?
Huh?
Have you watched the receiver doc yet?
Oh, so good.
People been telling me I ain't had time to do it, but I'm gonna wait till it's all over, then I'm gonna go revenge it once it's over.
Rob, let me tell you this right now. Jimmy Garoppolo, you will think Kyle Shanahan should go straight to Canton for what he did with Jimmy Garoppolo. Devontae was broken 3 games in.
Hey, I told y'all this years ago. Y'all didn't believe me. And then when I said he looked better, Trey Lance looked better than Jimmy, does it sound off now?
Oh, no. Well, Jimmy, we agree with that. Trey Lance should have started the first game in 2021. Hands down. All right. We got to roll. We got Jonathan in San Francisco, Darren in Oakland, Tony in Oakland, Murderers Row. We're going to get to you all after Dalton Johnson. We'll spend 10 minutes with Dalton. We'll get right back to the calls. We're rolling on his Warriors. It's simple. You ready to trade Pods, Moody, and Kuminga for Lowry, Markkanen, and picks? Explain why you would do it, or explain why it's not a good deal. That's all coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
For walkable cities, I'm a yes.
When it comes to sports in the community, I'm a yes.
For affordable housing, I'm a yes.
These are the people of yes. They're your neighbors, your friends.
To end the super commute, I'm a yes.
I'm pro-education, and I'm a yes.
For a new city from the ground up, I'm a yes.
If I could vote, I'd be a yes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Me too.
Talk to them about it and learn more at eastsolanoplan.com. Ad paid for by California Forever. Ad Committee's top funder, California Forever.
What do you do if you can't pay your taxes? Turn your tax problems over to us so we can negotiate with the government for you. And in almost all cases, you don't have to deal with the government. Take advantage of all your qualified options, like offer and compromise. Pay only part of what you owe, either in monthly installments or one payment. Monthly payment plan that works for you and is acceptable to the government. Penalty forgiveness. Hardship deferral. The government leaves you alone until you overcome your challenge, such as job or business loss, illness, or other situation. Innocent spouse. If your former spouse caused this tax problem, shift it to them, where it belongs, or other individual solutions. We discuss your case with you so you'll have a complete understanding of how we plan to help you. We'll work with your current year situation before it becomes a tax problem because we want to put a final end to all your tax problems. Call Moskowitz LLP at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL or MoskowitzLLP.com. MoskowitzLLP.com. LLP.com.
Want to save on some of the biggest names in streaming on the network made for streaming? Now through September 21st, get 150 megabit Xfinity internet for 12 months with a one-year contract. And for just $15 a month, add the new Stream Saver that includes Peacock, Apple TV Plus, and Netflix for just $35 a month. Switch at Xfinity.com today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular internet rates apply. Currently $54 a month. Actual speeds vary. Stream Saver requires Xfinity internet or TV and price subject to change.
Hi, it's Bonte, inviting you to join me as I check out River Islands in Lathrop, the best-selling master plan community in Northern California. I'll be heading across the Altamont, just past Tracy, to see the community for myself. I've been hearing about people making a move to the San Joaquin River to enjoy great new home neighborhoods built on lakes and next to parks and trails. There's a whole charter school system in place with three K through 8th grade schools already built, and River Islands High School is opening in August. This is a place where people are out on the lakes, paddleboarding, kayaking, and canoeing. They'll be playing bocce ball and meeting friends on the deck of the Boathouse restaurant, and they're biking over to Islanders Field to watch Traveling League baseball play. New home neighborhoods are opening every month with incredible model homes, and Del Webb is coming in the fall with its trademark approach to active adult living. You can start your tour today at riverislands.com. Isn't it time for you to discover the island?
I woke up this morning, right, and I started rolling my breakfast, and then I turned the radio on. I heard Willard. I said, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Ruined my morning. Then I forgot y'all were doing a switchover. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? You know, Willard. But anyway.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Steiny and Guru, here's Bonte and Shasky.
Why? You got to just let that go. God, you don't need to. Gosh, no, we're going to be going to the principal's office. I'm not even going to, like.
I heard the radio on, I heard Willard. I said, oh, my God.
There already seems to be friction. Willard already thinks there's friction between us.
Did
there's
he think
not.
We got canned?
Like, no, I don't know. I just like the fart that he's rolling up his breakfast, if you know what
God,
it means.
I heard the radio so on, I heard Willard. I said, oh, my God.
Okay, we're going to get, he's going to get, Willard's going to get mad at us, thinking that we're making fun of him.
He's going to get mad at me, because he's going to think I was part of that.
I woke up and listened to Willard and Dibs, and it felt weird. I'm not going to lie. I drove in, and it was weird. The sun was up.
Did you say, oh, my God?
Well, yeah, there were people driving around me. Normally, I can do 120, and no one's around me.
You're you know what I mean? You know, Willard.
415.
Anyways.
You're an artist, man. You're an artist.
Me? Let's call me Picasso.
Oh,
my middle
man.
Name is Joseph P. Shasky, so Picasso's for P. Actually, it's Philip. Yeah. Come on, you like that.
I can't believe y'all came back with a rejo. We're not going to hear the end of that one.
That was
all optimism, baby.
Yeah, that was
Spadoni. Oh,
do you
my
think
God.
BPA's a Nooner guy?
Clickbait on YouTube saying I need an afternoon nap. I'm just getting started. This show's flying by. Your boy got 9 hours of sleep. I bet you'll get more sleep than Dalton Johnson. I guarantee you that. And he joins us right now on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Dalton, my main man from NBC Sports Bay Area, Dubs Talk Podcast with Monty Paul, out there in Vegas, been covering the USA team, been doing everything. Dalton, what's happening? Good afternoon.
I'm doing good, guys. I'm getting 9 hours of sleep, though. I'm jealous. My gosh, 9 hours.
Oh, are you calling us? Are you calling us from another planet?
Are you calling us from the sphere?
Where are
the sphere,
you?
Whatever they call it in Vegas?
No, I got back home now, so I'm back out of the desert of Las Vegas.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so you heard the report today. I'll start with, if you're Dalton Johnson, I'm going to give you Mike Dunleavy's hat right now / Joe Lincoln's hat. You're making this deal for marketing, Pods, Kuminga, Moody, and pick swaps, because I'm not doing the deal. It's Dalton Johnson, a.k.a. Petaluma's Finest, doing the deal.
No, that's too much. I mean, I think that, again, if you're the Warriors, it's no surprise when you're talking about the Utah Jazz, Danny Ainge, all of this. But as far as that goes, it's kind of a one-or-the-other situation, right? I mean, you can't be like, okay, you can have all the young guys and the picks. No, if I'm going to give you the X amount of young guys, you need to keep picks for the post-Steph Curry era, or you're trying to front-load with picks and a young guy and be able to keep some of those young guys for the now and the post-Steph Curry era. So I think that's the tough give and take right now is that it's Danny Ainge. He's not going to be like, yeah, just give me a couple sprinkles here, a couple cents of the dollar. That's not how it works with them, of course. It takes two to tango, and right now it feels like Ainge is trying to pull a way harder rope than the Warriors are able to give up right now. So there has to be some give and take right now, and if the Jazz are trying to take all of that, then you're Golden State. You can't give all that by any means right now.
So let's say no trade is consummated. Are the Warriors a better team today than what they were last year?
Yes. I 100% think that they are a better team right now. Are they the team that they need to be a contender? No. We all know that. We all know what's missing from the team this year, and it's why they're still going after a Lauri Markkanen so hard right now. It's why they went all in for a Paul George. It's why they even checked in on the possibility of a LeBron James at last year's trade deadline. They know that they need that number two next to Steph Curry. They fully are aware of that, but you still cannot tell me that they're not a better team right now. This is a younger team. It's a more athletic team. They have added shooting while still losing perhaps the second best shooter of all time in Klay Thompson. So I get it. You're losing two future Hall of Famers in Klay Thompson and in Chris Paul, but also two guys who are not close to what they were a handful of years ago. So I think that this is a better team with the Warriors compared to last year, and also a team that still has some of the same questions as last year. It's a deep team, but they were supposed to be a deep team last year, right? That was the big selling point, was depth, depth, depth. Kind of the same selling point right now, is that I still see them as a better team and a better roster, but now the depth can become an issue. Is Moses Moody going to have any leeway to play? So those same questions are still there, even though I think that they are a better team right now.
Dalton Johnson here on the River Islands Guest Lines, NBC Sports Bay Area, doing a hell of a job on the Doves Talk podcast. Man, Dalton, you guys don't know. Dalton was a hell of a baseball player. My guy's made the transition to becoming a hoop beat writer. I'm loving his work over there at NBC Sports Bay Area. Real quick, Brandon Podziski, what is his ceiling in your opinion?
Well, I think he's kind of showing his ceiling this summer right now, because you look at him being on that select USA team was a great, great showing for him. He really was he was the ball handler for the select team. He was initiating everything. The story was Cooper Flagg, and understandably so. Watching Cooper Flagg, he's the real deal. He's worth the hype. It was really fun to see him against Team USA. But Brandon Podziemski, in my eyes, from the scrimmages that I could see, was the clear captain of that team.
Really?
We know the way that – oh, yeah, we know the way that Brandon likes to talk, obviously. But, again, he was using a great combination of using his voice but also leading by example. He was still the one diving for loose balls. He's picking up Steph Curry full court in these scrimmages and almost looking annoyed while, hey, where's the help? Why isn't everyone else doing this? Calling out his teammates, trapping Drew Holiday in the corner, forcing a turnover, using the Iguodala swipe down on Jason Tatum to make him kick it out in the paint. So all those intangibles, all the factors that we saw Brandon Podziemski be able to pop as a rookie really stood out on this USA Select team. And then you get to see him, okay, now it's summer league time. Where are you going to stand out here? Because the year before in summer league was pretty underwhelming for Brandon Podziemski. He looked overmatched at times in summer league. This year, no. He looked like a guy who was a first-team all-rookie selection. And more importantly, he looked like a guy willing to – step into that bigger role as a scorer. Like, his last game in summer league, and all indications are that he's probably going to be shut down the rest of the summer, but 21 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists. The biggest point of all of that, though, was not just that he made 4 three-pointers, it's the fact that he took 8 three-pointers. He went 6 three-point attempts in his one California Classic game, 6 three-point attempts in his first game in Vegas, 8 three-point attempts in his last game in Vegas. That is the biggest leap forward in my eyes for Brandon Podziemski because, yeah, again, you're losing Klay Thompson. They've added shooting with Buddy Hield and a healthy D'Anthony Melton. But aside from Steph Curry, like the person who can make the biggest leap shooting-wise is probably Brandon Podziemski.
Mm. All right, real quick, before we let you go, because you know, out there, I don't want you to die out there in that Vegas heat. I know you got to stay indoors. It's been cooking out there. Where's Kuminga at right now mentally? I know he's been there in Vegas. He's been in trade rumors. You hear one report he's not in trade rumors. Hear another report he is in trade rumors. Just where is Kuminga at mentally with this Golden State Warriors roster? Is he, does he believe he's a part of this fabric and this future moving forward with the Golden State Warriors?
Yeah, I mean, John Kuminga believes that he is a star, that he has Kobe in him, that he has all of this. And we've heard that really since day one from him, from his point of view. And then the outside, it's still kind of like, well, what are we waiting for? Who is this? So the hard thing with Kuminga is that we almost have to be reminded so many times that he's only 21 years old. 21 years old, incredibly young, yeah, with so much talent. But then you're going, well, where do you wait? How much longer can you wait, especially when Steph Curry's 36 years old, going to turn 37 years old? So, yeah, John Kuminga right now on this roster is the guy who, besides Steph Curry, can give you 20 points, at least 20 points, right? He's the guy that can go get the bucket, which is what they're missing right now, is the number two, the bucket getter. So if you ask JK, yeah, he's going to tell you, yeah, I'm that guy. I believe I'm that guy. But still, his fit on this roster is far from perfect. The man in charge, the man who has the wallets for the Warriors, is a big, big, big-time Jonathan Kuminga believer. I believe that the Warriors are going to do everything in their right that they can to hold on to Jonathan Kuminga, to hold on to Brandon Podziemski. But especially with Jonathan Kuminga, there has to be a point where you're going, is this all worth it? What's the point of all this? If he's not a starter at the beginning of the season, then this was a waste of a summer. Jonathan Kuminga has to be in the starting lineup if you're going to hold him out of all these trades to then keep him coming off the bench because he does not fit with Draymond Green or Andrew Wiggins, then it was a waste of a summer. They have to make a decision on Jonathan Kuminga, fair or not for him, sooner than later. Or else, again, you're wasting time right now in just wondering what if, because what ifs can only last so long.
No doubt, Dalton. Hey, man, we appreciate the short notice, man, coming in on the show on short notice. I know you're doing a thing in Vegas, man. The Warriors definitely kept it interesting this summer. Dalton, keep up the great work out there in Vegas.
Thanks, fellas. Always fun.
Anytime, Dalton Johnson joining us on the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? So right off the rip, we asked Dalton, would you do the deal? And the deal is, according to Sean Serrani, who's been hanging out on the concourse at the Thomas & Mack Center at Cox Pavilion out there in Las Vegas for Summer League, they've discussed the Warriors have been the most engaged team for marketing in recent weeks. As league sources tell The Athletic, they have discussed a proposal around Moses Moody, multiple first-round picks, multiple pick swaps, and multiple second-round picks. The Jazz, however, have asked for the bulk of young talent and capital the Warriors possess, including Moody, JK, and Brandon Podziemski, along with picks, which has been a non-starter thus far for Golden State, league sources said. So what do you do, Warrior fans? Do you say to hell with the youngsters? Do you say to hell with the picks and go get Lowry? Or are you sitting just chilling for a second saying, you know what? I'd rather keep my young core, because Dalton believes this team is better right now on paper than they were last season.
Do you believe that?
Not yet. I have to see it. I have to say, they won 46 games last year, and it was a clunky 46. I get it. They didn't beat a lot of good teams. We go down the list, right? 0-3 against Denver, 1-3 against Dallas, OKC, 1-3, Minnesota, 0-3. They didn't beat any good teams. 1-3 against the Clippers. They were awful against the good teams. But I still have to see it. Like Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield, D'Anthony Melton, where's he at health-wise? I need to see it first. It sounds good. But I need to see it, Shasky. So I don't believe right now today they're better. I'm a little indifferent.
All right, I know I want to go out to the lines here because everybody's been waiting for a long time. A brief aside, the San Francisco Giants just selected one of the best players in the draft. 34th overall prospect they took at 116, Dakota Jordan from Mississippi State. Outfielder, slugger, hit a bomb in his final game.
I have no idea who he is.
Oh, he's a beast.
Only you can.
He's a beast. This is a great pick. I'm so excited.
Oh, my Yay! God.
They didn't have a second and third round pick.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But are you holding on to him in a Vlad Jr. trade?
Oh, my God.
I'm just.
Is he the Dalton Connect of this draft?
That is unbelievable.
Dakota Jordan.
Where did you hear this guy? Did you know about him during the season?
Well, because when I think Mississippi State, I think Will Clark.
Oh, my God.
Even though Will played first.
You don't think Rafael Palmeiro?
I mean, yeah.
You don't think Will Bednar?
I think, when I think of the state of Mississippi, I think of Roy Oswalt. He's from Mississippi.
I know.
I have never.
You guys have good Mississippi knowledge.
I think of Mississippi, I think of what's my guy from the best it never was.
Marcus Dupree.
Marcus Dupree, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Also think of Brett Favre.
Dak Prescott.
I also think of Deion Sanders of Jackson State, the city of Jackson not having water to drink. There's a lot of things I think about when it comes to Mississippi. Not all good.
Like the Mississippi roast over here.
Mississippi burning. Too much for me. It is too much for me. So what's his name? The guy from
Dakota
State?
Jordan.
Dakota Jordan.
Trust me. You're going to like him.
What's his size?
He's an outfielder. He's a beast.
What's his size?
He had 20 jacks this year. Okay, oh, I don't know what his size is.
That's awesome. 20 jacks.
Pull up his measurables. I didn't know.
This is a name that's on a video game. We're simulating? Who is this guy?
Dakota.
Oh, my gosh.
I like the trust me part. Trust me. You're going to like him.
I trusted you on Casey Schmidt. How did that work out?
And he's a work in progress.
I trusted you on Hunter Bishop. I'm always trusting you. And you lead me down the wrong path, Shasky.
It's a great pick.
There's nothing wrong with getting excited over prospects.
It's a great pick.
Is it a great pick? Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, man.
What?
Well, we're going to need a full grade on this draft.
6 foot, 220. He's 6 foot, 220. He's 21 years old.
Yeah, dude, he's a beast.
Bats right-handed, throws right-handed.
Already in the Giants' top 10 prospects. I made that part up.
Oh, my God.
Well, Eldridge, I called him as the number one prospect months ago, and then, boom, now he's already number two in the Giants' system.
Oh, great. Marco Luciano, you guys called him, too. You know what? Let's get back. Don't bring me down.
What?
It's prospects, man. You can't. The guy's never taken a minor league at bat yet. Trust
me. I just watched him play like 2 months ago.
Oh, my God. How many times have you watched him play?
Once. At least I admitted it.
No, I like how you're locked in there. You're very well-rounded, Shasky.
Oh, don't forget about Eric Dampier with the Mississippi State. Monte Ellis.
I saw him play more games than I saw Quentin Post.
People Pajemski. Are telling me, though, hey, you know what? I got to support because the brothers are telling me he's a brother.
He is.
So get behind the brothers.
Yes, and I'm sure Bob Nightingale also loves his pick. Hashtag diversity. One of the best prep athletes in the 2022 draft, Jordan went unselected because he planned on playing baseball and football at Mississippi State. He was a three-star wide receiver recruit. Wound up giving up the gridiron and handled the rugged Southeastern Conference as well, batting .336 and bashing 30 home runs in two seasons. While Jordan has at least plus speed and may have plus straight line quickness, he's still learning how to make the most of it. He's not aggressive on the paths and is shaky in the outfield where he spent most of his freshman year and left. His arm has gotten a little stronger since high school and now grades as average.
I see why the Giants liked him.
I'm telling you.
He still needs to prove he can be consistent with contact because he swings through fastballs and chases breaking balls. He has a 29% strikeout rate this spring.
What's the percentage strikeout rate?
29%.
It's lower than team average.
I'm supposed to trust you on this?
Yes, trust me on this.
Oh, my God. Oscar Stockton.
He's from Mississippi.
Oh, that's great.
I'm excited. Whoa.
Pop the champagne. Everybody from Mississippi is great. I told everybody to trust us on Trey Lance. Trust me, Trey Lance is the guy.
But Trey Lance wasn't from Mississippi, though.
No, he was from Minnesota.
There's your difference right there.
Joe Biles from Minnesota. Is it Dave Woodfield from Minnesota?
Yes.
See? Great things come out of Minnesota. Sorry, Oscar.
Prince.
There you go. Blouses. Gabe. Blouses. Oscar Stockton. What's happening?
Oh, man. Not much, man. Hey, I don't think I know if the Warriors, if they trade for marketing, we're going to be 10 years back. Why would we do something like that? First of all, we're going to give up all our young talent, which we've been trying to have this second anthem on our team. Why would we try to even do that to give up our whole house for somebody that's not even proven? Marketing is a false player, man. We got Kuminga, Potts, TJD, and we got a lot of more youngsters to come in here to back up Steph. We need to go with the youngsters we've been having on this team for 3 or 4 years, just like we were with Steph, Clay, and Dre. You got to make sure you got something coming when Steph leaves. Marketing is not the answer, man. If JK was on Utah, JK would be averaging 24.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, only time I ever cheered for Utah Jazz because my cousin Ronnie Brewer played for him.
Oh, yeah.
I still had to cheer for the Warriors. Yeah, that's my first cousin.
Oh, yeah, Ronnie Brewer. Shout out Ronnie Brewer.
Yeah, that's the only reason. But marketing, man, is not the answer. Let's stick with JK, man. JK got class, man. Did you see him at the Summer League with that scarf on his head? You got to have confidence to wear that hat.
You know what? Hey, Oscar. Those are true words.
What?
You do got to have confidence to wear something like that.
Or delusion.
Not everybody can pull that off. I guarantee you JK walked through them casinos with that scarf on and was pulling them left and right. I don't want to get in his business, but when you got the confidence to walk out the house and wear it at?
He's 6'8". It's summer league. It's Vegas. I mean,
it's hot outside. You need to shade the sun. I mean, shade, you know, sad.
What?
I mean, you got the sun's beaming
out
there.
Who goes outside in the summer in Vegas?
I mean, you got to walk somewhere, right? You got to get some fresh air.
Underground.
You don't want that. You don't want that cigarette smoke.
He wasn't. What was the hotel we stayed at?
The Excalibur.
He was not there.
How many media members are staying at the Excalibur?
Not there.
Hey, you know what? I'm seeing like Kendra Andrews and Deuce and Moe, and I'm seeing everybody at the hotel. Dalton Johnson. None of those people are sitting at the Excalibur. They're at the Wynn. They're at the MGM.
I have to say.
In fairness, Summer League is not the Super Bowl. So
I walk by Union Square every day in the morning at like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. And people, it's a rough part of town. The roughest area I've ever been is the Excalibur the Tuesday morning at 4 a.m. after the Super Bowl, before our show. Bonte, was that not the saddest place you've ever been?
I mean, it's pretty sad.
You guys were broadcasting. It looked like on Zoom and he was from like a closet. I don't know where you were.
That floor was too packed early in the morning.
We're digging a deep ditch here. You come in with the rejoin box.
It was the saddest floor I've ever
seen.
Hey,
listen. It was a free stay.
No, I'm not debating that. I'm talking about the clientele. Hey, the clientele.
You know what? It was fine. They had a casino. They had TVs. They had a Starbucks. I was all good. All good. By the way, 650, Xfinity Mobile text line. You guys see Jerry Rice up in Tahoe?
I want more context before I make it conclusion.
I'm not mad at Rice, though. You got to check somebody sometimes. Somebody needs to be checked. You run up on the goat like that, get checked. That's right.
Jerry is one I would not want to cross.
Right.
I'm letting you know that he's still jacked.
Did you hear what he said? Come get some if you want some. Come get some.
Well, I heard it was tongue-in-cheek, too. I don't know. Who knows? But I wouldn't want any with Jerry Rice.
Let's go to Jonathan in San Francisco. Jonathan, man, long time no
talk. Hey, Jonathan.
Man, we're here, they're there. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to answer your question. You keep asking, how come people are down on Kuminga? And this is what I see, bro. I've seen it over and over again. I can't count in my hands how many times I've seen it. He's trying to go ha-ha on, a center. When his center, like TJD, is being guarded by a smaller guy, like a point guard. Like, dude, why don't you make a play for your guy, man? A quick, a short bucket, an easy bucket. Throw him a lob or something, dude. Don't be trying to go guru and ha-ha on the center. And, dude, I've seen that over and over again. So, he possesses something that a lot of people like myself don't know if it's gonna improve, which is a basketball IQ.
Wow! So you're down. So you'd be willing to make this move then, Jonathan?
Not with Pajemski. Kuminga.
Talk to me about Pajemski then, Jonathan. I want to hear your thoughts on, because we were supposed to ride together to Fieldwork Brewing House. You offered me a ride. I almost took you up on the offer. Talk to me about Pajemski. What's your ceiling here? How you feeling about Pods?
He's at the minimum, he's going to be a rotational guy with maybe a potential to be an all-star someday. Dude, I've never seen a young guy get so much charging calls in my life. He gets three a game and he rebounds. Dude, he'd be an NBA lifer just being that dude, getting rebound as a point guard and then playing defense like he does. If he ever becomes a 40% shooter from anywhere, he'd be an all-star.
Wow, so let me get this straight. If Pods is in a deal, it's a non-starter. But if it's just Moody and Kuminga, no. You're saying bye-bye to those guys, bring in Lowry.
Yeah, we need somebody who could get buckets aside from Curry, man. And he could be like we saw in the finals, like the tall guy with the
Porzingis.
Boston Celtics.
Porzingis?
Yeah, hey. Yeah, he's got the same shot as Porzingis from, around the paint. We need a guy like that aside from Curry, and we need a guy who could kind of carry the regular season so that Steph Curry and Draymond Green are not beat up when they, go into playoffs. And one more, man, they have to find a Wiggins whisperer. That's another key, bro. Wiggins, if he could play like he did in the finals 3 years ago, we got game. But the problem is, that guy's mellower than the yellow.
I love you, Jonathan, so much. You have no
a
idea.
Wiggins whisper.
Mellor.
We need a Wiggins whisper.
Hey, look, we're going to pivot to the Niners in just
I
a second.
I'm going
to
do that bit next.
Right. Cameron.
Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, Tony in Oakland, my girl. Tony.
Here's what we're going
to
do.
Tony, I'm coming to you right after the break, Tony. Ray in San Francisco, I'm coming to you too. That's all coming up. Oh, wait, 95-70 game. If you're like confused right now while you're listening to Bonte or Shaz.
Adam, it's too much for me.
It is too much for me too right now. We got 1 hour to go. And then we got the crossover, but we're all jacked up this week. We're jacked up because Willard and Dibs is doing 6-10. Morning Roast from 10 to 2. Steady Goo from 2 to 6. And it's all presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar for 1 week only. But you know what, Shazky? I can do this for 2, 3, 4. Well, we'll miss training camp practices. Maybe we skip that week. And then we come back to 10 to 2. I don't know. We will miss training camp. So, I mean, we do this a lot. I don't know if you want to miss training camp.
I mean, the trade-off might be there, though. I'm down for whatever. Gets me the biggest bag!
Let's come up the game.
I get where you're going, Chesky.
Auto parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.